Strategic software development for girls new to programming. Avoid generic algorithmic ideas. Don't create reusable nodes that, when nested together, create a tree that you shape into an application. You have to create an application object with toolboxes and tools, scenery and scenes or screens, commander with commands and history. You are naming things as they are so that AI can understand them by just looking at them, and not how they are supposed to be structured. There are two additional benefits to that. You can really spend days working on toolboxes or commands and make them unique and perfect. If you were reusing generic objects to create your application, you would be somewhat limited to only the changes that are useful for all the things. Unless necessary, avoid object inheritance as well. That is where you say toolbox extends tool categories, or logged in user, which extends profile. This kind of extending makes a total mess of things. Write poetry, long and winding objects. It's because you are no longer writing for other programmers. Now, you also write for artificial intelligence, which will benefit from flat simplicity. The biggest benefit is that you don't make a program by programming it first. Now, you must make programs by describing them first, by telling the story of your application. From this end, you see that it is critical to call things what they really are. The AI does not want you to talk about nested nodes. It wants a story. How everything fits together, how everything should be tested, how information flows, and it wants a clean separation between the major layers. There are three layers, it seems: server, application, and user interface. And you want to use the server as little as possible. You don't want 10,000 signups when you hit a front page somewhere to shut you down or cost you a lot of money. What follows is a brief overview of the three, without talking about any specific type of application, simply just going over the outline to help you get an overview of what should be inside a well-rounded program that the AI can help you with. PouchDB is a good starting point for server work. It runs in the browser and, whenever possible, synchronizes with CouchDB on the server. But you should just learn from the two. It would be best to have a simpler storage mechanism that follows the same principles. Key value stores, which is just x equals 1, key equals value, but instead of a simple identifier like x, you use paths such as /users/alice/projects=ABC can go a long way. Whenever you store such a key value pair or retrieve it from storage, you also build a tree based on that path. So your app would create user's location, if not there yet, and with user Alice, who has a project's location. This tree then allows you to iterate over all the users. Otherwise, you have to iterate over all your keys in your key value store, and depending on what you have going, that can be extremely slow. Yeah, down here, on the storage level, you do have generic things like a location. But beneath that is just your key value database, or a database that you only use for key value storage. This is the server, the end. There is nothing unusual behind the key value storage. I do want to add that you need to version your values. Couch and pouch teach you everything you need here. But just to show you what it sounds like, basically, you give all the key value storage values a revision number, like a version number. And each revision gets its own universally unique ID. A revision number starts at 1, and the UUID is just random letters and numbers created for that specific revision. This way, when Alice updates ABC to include a project D, the revision number tells you if it is an update or an old version of the value. In some cases, usually when two people do the same thing somewhere, you get the same revision due to a hiccup. Then you just use the universally unique ID of those revisions. You just sort by it, and the thing that comes on top is the winner. So as long as all servers get the same data, everyone will elect the same revision as winning. This is called eventual consistency. The conflicting revisions stay in your logs and are marked as a conflict. Depending on what you are doing, you may need human intervention. That is how CouchDB, written in Erlang, and PouchDB, a clone of CouchDB written in JavaScript, do it. Just to clarify, the revision number and UUID is stored along with the ABCD in the value of your key value store under the path Users Alice Projects. The web browser has its own key value store. That is why you want to use the same on the server, as you get easy data synchronization. And data synchronization is something that you simply can't avoid. You want to let your users run your application in multiple separate windows. If this sounds a little bit scary, it is because databases are primitive, and data synchronization is scary. In fact, it is so scary that we call sorting by UUID an eventual consistency conflict resolution mechanism. And we just rely on key value stores written by other people to reasonably guarantee the disk persistence, so you're not really writing your own database, you still use somebody else's guarantees. Disks are primitive. Tornadoes that knock out electricity at coal facilities are primitive. Complex databases and memory leaks are scary. So, we don't want to do complicated things here. We just do a clever key value store, sync up a couple of database servers in US West and US East, because now your little database can wisely clone itself with the use of revisions and UUIDs. So as long as you guarantee delivery of all records at least once, meaning if initial transfer failed, replay from your logs, you have no problems. You have perfect data synchronization that you can clearly understand and reason about, strategize about. Simple means you can debug the thing on a Friday afternoon. If you use an ORM with an SQL, what are you going to replay, and from which log? If you do it the easy way, you can keep a log on a memory stick at home. Most programmers will, of course, disagree with me, and just use a third-party service with guaranteed uptime. But the key value store in the browser and desktop applications based on web browsers, as the case is with Electron, show that there is a more responsible way to deploy your applications. Don't just put everything on servers. Let your users download the application to the desktop, or have it stored in a browser, or install a browser extension, or just do all of the above. In this case, a simple key-value store is a wise idea. It scales to billions and comes with no monthly bills. And your users can save data in a simple JSON format on their desktop. As to the application layer, the heart of your project, that needs to be described by you, but written by AI. As AI improves, this will become the wiser way of building, because if you want to change or upgrade something, you just rewrite the requirements document and then you feed it back to the AI. As AI improves, not only do you get your features, but also more advanced or cleaner to read version of your program. In the beginning, in the planning phase, you can actually ask the AI how to structure the application and ensure flat objects without any inheritance or added complexity. You should know that your application is just objects, and to do something with it, you say application.commander.command echo hello world. See, this is just the brain. On top of this, you start a new project and think of it as a remote user interface that connects to this brain. So remote that you can have multiple unique user interfaces talking with the same brain. The application I am working on right now has both a data synchronization simulation and a feature testing program. And both of them behave like a remote user interface that remotely connects to the brain. Please, learn good ideas from frameworks, but don't use them in important projects. Your final user interface should use web components and rely heavily on simple signals. Signals are just reactive variables. You set a value through x.value=7 and listen to changes of x via unsubscribe function equals x.subscribeV, then console log v. Signals just flatten your user interface concerns. When your component is removed, you just call the unsubscribe functions and clear your memory. The web components you create are likely application component, scene component, toolbox component, tool picker component. They are pretty closely related to the brain or the application, but their purpose is to visualize it and let the user execute commands by interacting with it, by clicking on things in the user interface. Finally, the commander and commands are useful for a neat little command line and command output, but the real purpose is the undo-redo system. Like data synchronization, this is not something that you can escape from. But it is somewhat easy. You just give your commander a history that keeps a list of all the commands you executed, but you must think of them as events, not just commands. Events in your application. When a command is executed, you add an event to your commander history. Here is the crazy thing. An event does not just store the command you executed, it also stores the command you need to execute to undo the change. For every command that the user executes through the user interface, you have to add the opposite so that they can undo the command. So an event has an undo command and a redo command. Redo is for going back, because maybe they went too far. So redo is the main command that the user has executed. Undo is the opposite command that you provide if they want to go back. And the way you move up and down history is by an event property called active. Let's say your application deals somehow with virtual files. If your user just deleted a file, you store that command under redo. You store a recreate deleted file under undo, and then set the event as active. If the user wants to go back in history, Ctrl-Z sets active as false, which triggers the undo that creates the file again. And if they decide that they really wanted to delete the file and press Shift-Ctrl-Z, you set active as true again, which now runs the redo command, where we stored the original delete. And yet again, we delete that file. Your favorite AI just needs to get the gist of things, and we'll both explain it all in more detail and write a first version of whatever your application is about. This kind of text is how you get started. We divided your project into server, application or brain, and then user interface. You can now approach each of these separately and write a first draft requirement document for whichever one interests you the most, and of course with the aid of artificial intelligence. With the aid of AI, you can now engineer applications while learning programming. Hang on to all of your requirements docs. As you get better at programming, you will be able to revisit them, change just a couple of things, and feed them back into the AI to rejuvenate a wiser version of your program. This is a really beautiful way to learn programming.